You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. Tech with Heart is all about enlightening and empowering small business owners to be able to embrace technologies and systems and strategies that are going to set them apart, help them gain competitive advantage in a rapidly changing digital business landscape. So I love to go out and find experts that talk around strategies that are going to really help small business owners leverage technology, but let's make sure that we're using it in a way that maintains human connection. So today's topic is creating enough content for a month in about 4 hours. And so we brought in Alex Thorick. He's the founder of a marketing agency and co-founder of Building Income on Demand. And he's a digital marketer with experience in various industries such as spas, gyms, coaches, consultants, real estate, and restaurants. And his goal is to empower small business owners to create a semi-automated content machine so that they can hustle less and make more money. So help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Alex.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're excited about what you're going to share. So let's go ahead and dive in ways that you can show small business owners or tell them, for those that are only able to listen, how to generate topic ideas.
When it comes down to generating topic ideas, you could do multiple things. There are three main things that we like to use. First of all, is we want to make sure that the topic ideas that you're going to create is something that people want, something that they're already searching for, right? So one of the things that you could use is Google autocomplete, which basically means when you go to Google and start searching for something, Google also gives you other ideas. And what it basically does is it shows you what other people are searching for. And based on that, you can already start creating content, and it's pretty much free. Another platform that I personally love is answerthepublic.com. So you can go there. You would basically put one or two keywords. You could do the searches based on Google, or I should say the searches that people perform on Google, on YouTube. They have Bing, they have TikTok, and they just added Amazon. So let's say if you are selling on Amazon as well, and you want to see what people are searching for, you can do it right there. So the idea behind that tool is that you put in one or two keywords, the main keywords that you want to get more info about. And answerthepublic.com is going to show you and give you different options of what people are searching for, with different questions that starts with, let's say, how, can, where, are. So basically different variations, because that's what people are searching for. It's going to show you the volume, so the number of searches per month, and also how much costs you per click. So let's say in case if you want to run ads on Google or YouTube, as well as TikTok and Amazon, it will show you how much it's going to cost you per that click and which keywords are more expensive and which ones, let's say, maybe you want to eliminate because they're not getting that much search, and which ones you want to focus on. It costs, like they give you a 7-day trial. It costs $11 a month. You could do it for at least a month. That's what we usually suggest our clients. Try it for at least a month. It doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. Get as much data as possible, because you can perform up to 100 searches per day. So it's pretty much 3,000 searches in a month. Yeah. And you can get the most out of the tool and start using those searches specifically in your content. Another tool that you could use is Quora.com, which is basically a forum where people ask questions. So you can go in there and start, again, same idea. You put in the keywords in the search, and you're going to see what exactly people are searching for, but you can also see what other people reply with. And a lot of times there starts a conversation, and you could do the same thing within Facebook groups within your industry to see what people are talking about. And you pretty much get what they're talking about, what they ask about, and you give it to them through the content.
So those are really good resources. I'm just going to kind of slow it down. It's answer the public. Am I correct? Answer
Yes.
the public.com is that resource that he said that it pulls in all the data from Google and Bing and YouTube and all the search queries, the big dogs, and provides you with an instant ability to just research a few keywords and find out what people are asking Google. That is key. If you are able to address the problems that they're seeking, you're able to provide insights and then lead to a solution, maybe lead to a consult or a consultation of some sort, or an event that you want might be hosting around that topic. That is fantastic. Thank you for those resources. So that is about like how to generate ideas. And oftentimes, right, you can pick a topic and then there's going to be like multiple talking points on that one topic, right, Alex?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, so you can also utilize AI to create an outline for maybe a whole series of under one topic, like a whole series of like points that you can make that will also lead traffic to your through social media and all these other forms, lead them to your website or lead them to your event. Yes, Alex? I mean, do you have anything else to add regarding that kind of a thought around?
So yeah, in terms of the of organizing or outlining the content, we like to use ChatGPT. I'm sure many of you already heard about the tool, and I'm sure many of you use the tool. There are a couple of other tools that we would use at some point, like Gemini from Google. It's also pretty good. But let's talk about ChatGPT because they all pretty much do the same thing. What we like to do is give ChatGPT a prompt where we would explain, it would start something like, "You are a professional marketer. Please create a content strategy based on this question." So you take all the search queries that you found and you ask ChatGPT to create either, so let's say if you are not sure how to record videos necessarily, you could either create an outline or you could ask ChatGPT to create a full script based on the searches. So you take those searches, you put it into the prompt itself, and it's going to create you, well, as many pieces of content as you wanted to create, pretty much. But on most of the times, we like to do at least one piece of content per day. So basically, 30 pieces of content.
Right, so that takes us to the next step. Okay, so once you have your talking points, your thoughts or your ideas that you want to share, how do you then take that and produce content from there?
So, in case with the content, the way we look at content, it depends on which platform you are going to post on. So, let's say if your audience is on, the way we look at it is you would focus, we like to focus on one specific platform to max. So, let's say if it's Facebook, well, we would add Instagram because it's Meta. So, it's two platforms at the same time. If you're mostly into B2B, LinkedIn should be your platform, definitely. And it also depends on where your audience is spending their time on. So, let's say if we talk about Facebook and Instagram, it would definitely be Reels, so the short form videos. Usually they are up to 60 seconds long. Those are the ones that work well. Actually, the best performing ones are about 35 to 45 seconds long because that's the attention span that people have these days. And speaking of the attention span, it used to be it's about 7 seconds. Now it's, I believe it's at like 3 seconds long. Like you literally need to have good hooks in order to grab people's attention. And when I say good hooks, you don't necessarily need to do anything crazy, or if you don't want to dance, you don't need to dance. But a good hook could be something like sharing some kind of a stat with people. And that's related to your industry because that's what gets people's attention.
Or asking a question sometimes is a good hook too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Okay, so
So in
now let's
terms,
talk. I'm sorry, Alex. Did you have more to share? I just want to talk about how to create content, but then in batches, because I know that that was one of the main focuses of today's talk, is the batching of the content creation.
yeah, we could definitely cover that part. So when it comes down to batch content creation, the way we like to do it is again based on the searches that you found, on what people are looking for. You would create, so let's say if you would like to do longer form content, you would prepare videos for the longer form content. I want to say longer form. Those would be, let's say, 5 to 10 minutes videos, maybe even 30 minutes. It could be as long as you want to, but let's say if you want to focus on maybe a podcast or a YouTube channel, that would be the ideal case scenario, because from that you can, from the longer pieces of content, you can use a tool like Opus.pro, and what it does, it will cut down into short pieces of content, into short reels, and Opus will figure out based on what people already engage with, it's going to choose the best performing pieces for you. And it will also give you pretty much a market grade, whether it's A, B, or C, and it will explain why it gives you that grade and why it thinks that that video will perform the best. So that's one thing that you could do. If you want to do just short form content, you could upload, again, you can upload the short forms into Opus. It's going to also give you the feedback. That's also where you can add captions, and it's extremely important to add captions in the short form content, because 84% of people who watch, who scroll through social media, watch videos without the sound, because most of the times they are just scrolling through. Maybe sometimes they're at work and they can't really watch videos while they're working. So yeah, having captions and using tools like Opus.pro will definitely help you create content in batches. And the way we like to look at it also is, so based on the topics that you have, on the questions that you found, you're going to create videos, or it could be, again, articles, it could be documents. For when I say documents, I'm referring to the swipeable posts on LinkedIn. Those are exactly the same posts that are carousels on Instagram, so you could just repurpose them and create them in Canva. So it's exactly the same type of content. It's just in Canva, you download it. For LinkedIn, it's going to be a PDF file. For Instagram, it's going to be just PNG or JPEG.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is, so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, US Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
I know a lot of people have heard of Canva, and I know that the first part you talked about creating content in batches via video, definitely that is the strongest, most attractive type of content that you can put out there. And I agree with the Opus thing. I also know on the Opus thing that you can generate or have it help you generate a very hooky type thumbnail, so that
Yeah.
that's the first part of the video that people see when they're scrolling, that helps with that hook to keep their attention to watch the full 35 or 45 seconds video. So there's amazing tools, and a lot of it uses AI. Just if you're going to use the auto captions, which is a very nice tool, just please make sure you have somebody proofreading them, because there's the embarrassment of something that the AI thinks is a real word, and then they put it in there and it doesn't make any sense.
And it's not that,
It,
yeah.
it, it. So just know the AI is here to help you, but it's not perfect. And so you need to always be double checking your content. The other thing is, can you talk a little bit more about the Canva thing? Like you just mentioned, like the carousel type text, more base, but text alone isn't really attractive. So how Canva can be used to combine the text with some imagery that can be turned into like a carousel type post. Can you speak to that a little bit more?
Yeah, of course. So in case with Canva, what we also like to do, so let's say usually you would create about 10 to 12 slides. That's kind of the optimal number of slides that we've seen so far, whether it's on Carousel on Instagram or a document on LinkedIn. So with that, what we like to do, you could, of course, write a post and then take the content and then break it down for Instagram or LinkedIn within Canva, basically create 10 slides. But instead of doing that and to make it faster for yourself, right there within ChatGPT, based on the question that you found on what people are searching for on Google, you can take the question and tell ChatGPT, create a carousel post for Instagram that will have 12 slides with an intro and outro and explain, let's say, I don't know, for example, the question would be how to buy a house with a bad credit. For example, let's say you're in real estate. So that's going to be the question. And then tell ChatGPT to explain that in simple words. And you can literally tell it to write in this on a sixth grade level or fifth grade level, because most people are not gonna, they're not interested in reading super hard words, if you want to put it this way. And especially like if ChatGPT will start using words that are related to real estate and only real estate professionals understand them, it's not going to matter to your audience. You want to make sure that you simplify it as much as possible. And then also write, we like to use, we tell ChatGPT to write in a conversational tone. So that way people, when they'll be scrolling through, it's going to be a seamless transition from one slide to another, and it's going to be like a story pretty much. So you can then take, so it's going to break down everything for you in 12 slides. You take the content. Canva already has lots of different templates for carousel type of posts for both LinkedIn and Instagram. You can take the templates that they have, just change the colors that of your brand or the colors that you prefer, add your own logo or the handle, and pretty much copy and paste into each and every slide one by one. And there you go. You have an entire post. And this post would literally take you 5 to 10 minutes to make.
So I hope you're tracking. If you're tuning in right now, he just gave you a whole lot of step by steps that others would charge you money for. So I hope you take them up on it. Go try these things. Canva is an amazingly powerful tool. There's a lot you can do for free on Canva, and it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg either to upgrade to a more of a pro subscription there. They have a lot of B-roll if you wanted to utilize it as well to try and generate video content. Or just utilize their image library as well for stock photos to help provide a visual to whatever message you're creating so that you're not having to do all the thinking. There's AI tools that just create all this content now. There's also usually the ability to edit what AI does generate on your behalf. So keep that in mind as well. AI isn't always hitting the mark every single time. So very, very powerful. What is so you mentioned a few repurposing tools. Did you want to discuss any more? I know that you said like the long form content to short form content, use Opus Pro. I'm a fan. I like Opus. So what are some other ways to repurpose your content besides even the Canva thing that you talked about using carousels? Any other thoughts?
So in terms of the purpose part, you just mentioned the B-roll as well as well the B-roll. So what we like to do is take, let's say, a quote, and what works these days in the entrepreneurial world is having this. They look like screenshots from Twitter or X these days, where you can pretty much take, you can post it on X and take a screenshot of that post. And then repurpose that on Instagram as well as on LinkedIn. Or you can take that, upload it to Canva, or just create your own version of it. You can go to Canva, you can literally write Twitter style post. It's going to show you that. You're going to write your name, you're going to have the handle right under it, and then the little post with, on Twitter, it's 120 characters. In your case, because you're creating it yourself, you can add more text to that. So you can export that as a simple image, or you can export it as a reel, basically. So you can have two pieces of content with exactly the same content, exactly the same text, but for two different mediums, basically. So those would be quotes or snippets. If you maybe run, if you do some kind of trainings or webinars, those could be definitely reposted. You could recreate the webinar and create maybe a PDF version of it, especially for people who maybe attended your training session, and you can send them a file through the email sequence. That's a little bit on at a, I guess, more advanced side. But as for the social media, again, from the training that you did, let's say, whether it's training, webinar, whatever it is, you can literally record your Zoom, basically turn on the Zoom, start talking, and then take that video clip, upload, get the transcription, upload into ChatGPT, and tell ChatGPT to create a PDF file, basically a short ebook based on what you talked about. And then you can take that info, upload into Canva again, and create infographics from that, because Canva has different templates with infographics. They work amazingly well on Pinterest. So let's say if your audience are women, 80% of Pinterest users are women. Infographics work really well. Like I see more and more people posting infographics on LinkedIn right now. So you're going to have a long form post plus the infographic, because that way people can also save them and check them out at a later time.
Yeah, so just keep in mind as you're creating content, one piece, like for instance, one workshop could be dissected into ebooks. It could be dissected into a guide, step-by-step guides towards something. And then you can use that as a lead magnet to get people to opt in for your email list or something like that on your website. So then you can repurpose like a video content, like you were saying, you can use Opus to like take, sections of that webinar or however you did it, especially if you're a talking head, just showing up on video, saying the things that need to be said to the other enlightened others, then you can have that auto AI video Opus type platform repurpose that into reels, short reels in vertical form. So yeah, these are all such great tips. It does take a little bit of time to kind of figure out your efficiencies. I definitely suggest you create your own guide, step-by-step guide as to what how you're going to go about doing this. Because once you get this into a system, can you speak to how effective that is to just keep churning and then even having somebody else go do the things for you? If you have some of a system in place, then others can do the things, right? Can you, what's it take to create that system, Alex?
So in case with the system itself, we would look again, as you mentioned at the beginning, you can literally it can literally take you 4 hours to create 1 month worth of content when you know the topics. You have the topics in advance. You maybe it's gonna take you 2 hours to record the content, and then from those 2 hours, it's gonna take you another 2 hours to edit it, and AI is gonna help you do that, because it would take us, before all these AI tools and reels were coming out, it would take us an hour or like 45 minutes to an hour to edit a really high quality reel. Just one. With AI, again, as you mentioned, the Opus dot Pro, there are lots of different tools. I personally like Opus dot Pro as well. It will edit everything for you within seconds, literally within seconds. So the video part will be edited for you. The short form, so that's the short form content, as well as the long form actually. In case with carousels, you can take the transcript of the video and create a short post from that, or a series of short posts from that. At the same time, you could do a carousel and what do you call it? The infographic. So with
Yeah.
all of that, yeah, it can literally take you 4 hours of focused work. What we like to do is take 1 month, 1 day out of the month, and specifically focus on it, and then have everything at least pre-recorded. And then let's say once a week, you would just sit down and edit the content for the upcoming week. Because in the beginning, it might take a bit, of course, more time, but eventually, I would say in like 2 or 3 weeks, you'll be able to do it at a faster pace. And if you want to hire someone, like you could even hire a VA, do it yourself first so you can understand the process, and then show it to them as well. and let them duplicate the entire process. You can use Loom, for example, like to record your screen, where you don't need to do it with, let's say, you hire one person, the person doesn't do it properly, hire another person. Just use Loom, record the whole process, how you do it yourself, let them see it, and let them just duplicate it.
So that's there you go, folks. Spend at least one day a month, at least one day a month, knowing that you're going to just focus on nothing but just generating the content that only you can generate. And then you can always have a VA assist you with the repurposing of all the different ways and pieces and stuff like that. Because it is absolutely mind-blowing what we can accomplish in 4 hours these days compared to just a couple of years ago. So, Alex, I know that you are in this business, you will love to help small business owners figure this stuff out and even perhaps help them do some of these things. How can people reach out to you to see if you're a good fit for their business?
They can reach out to me on social media, anywhere. It's Alex Thoric, Thoric, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, it's all the same handle. They can reach out, they can just send an email at alex@buildingincomeondemand.com. They can check out our website, same thing, buildingincomeondemand.com, and see. We do have lots of different resources that they could use. They're free. So yeah, they can check it out there, and I'll be happy to help them with any way I can.
I know because you also help after the content's generated, you also do help small business owners with advertising and possibly retargeting. I know we ran out of time today to talk about that aspect, but I know that you have the chops to be able to help them with that as well, correct?
Yeah, 100%.
100%. So if you are interested in starting to generate content like a machine, please reach out to Alex. He's here to assist. Let him know if Tech with Heart sent you. Because you heard about him on our radio show or our podcast, or even on YouTube. So, thank you so much for being here, Alex. What is a thought or a phrase that you want to leave impressed upon those that are tuning in right now, but think, wow, that's a lot?
Okay, the quote that I really love is, "A river cuts through rock not because of its power, but because of its persistence." So sometimes things might not go your way or the way you want to, but if you're persistent enough, you'll figure out a way and you'll get to your goal.
Absolutely, 100%. So, thank you for tuning in here today. If you are a small business owner who just wants to hang out with more innovative thinkers, innovative business leaders, small business entrepreneurs, you are welcome to come check us out at techwithheartnetwork.com. We're all about community. We love to enlighten and empower and then embrace you as you do step into integrating some of these new technology concepts and strategies and systems. So go to techwithheartnetwork.com, join our community for free, or if you want to speak on our stages and help educate and train and really support our small businesses to embrace these technologies, please come join us as an influencer or and be, you know, we can have you on the show and you can share your insights. These are all great ways for you to share what's working because small businesses are really the cornerstone of our United States of America as well as just all around the world. We really love to make sure that our small business owners who have amazing things to share get it out there so that they can see success and have the impact that they desire. So, thanks for tuning in here today. If you're a small business owner, you can do this. Here's to your success.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.